catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redactor Shunt for the Twitter. On YouTube and on Facebook, it's Official Wylon. Instagram is Wylon Official, and Mixcloud is Wylon RDS. Back in, say, the 90s to the noughties, or the end of the noughties.
Yeah.
You're always five words away from getting an ass whooping. Right now, people on this internet and life are just acting reckless. Five words. Five words in any direction, you know, it's ass whooping. Now it's like, yeah, so people are choosing their words carefully, treating people with respect. Now it's just horrible, bruv.
Yeah, because they're behind the shield of their monitors.
Nah, but it goes past that now, like. You've got people that are just sort of telling people to their faces how they want to have their, you know, their tea.
Boy, you know? I would love for someone to try to tell me how they want their tea in my face.
Oof.
They'll get some tea, bruv.
Oof.
I guess some Earl Grey, but right to the face, bruv.
Interns are just... they are suffering, bruv. Because back in the day, all I had to do is just worry about... like, when I used to intern as well. Yeah. All I had to worry about is, like, you know, how many tea... how many tea bags, how many sugars, how much, if it's milky or not.
Yeah.
Now these motherfuckers are just getting a list, bruv. And they're going to Starbucks and just reading off this information like some teleprompter.
Yeah, for that shit, bruv.
I couldn't do that, bruv. Yeah, could I get a chai tea with soy milk and lemon juice and my soul, please? And three croissants. One pan of chocolate, one lemon drizzle kick, and for me, I'll just have a water, because that's all that's left. Send you to Starbucks at lunchtime, with a list, and then everybody then, who's in line, looks at you.
Like you're the dickhead.
Exactly. There's that dickhead that is actually, you know, giving you the list.
Yeah.
It's sat in his office. There's no justice, bro. There is no justice.
There is, man. You climb that ladder. Don't be the intern.
You have to be the intern, though, bro.
Yeah, but then stop being the intern quick.
This one's it. Like, I believe that people should just
the future.
Start... No, I don't believe children in the future. I reckon some children... I believe, like, children are like turtles running to the beach. Some will make it, some won't. But the ones that splash in the water will have to learn how to breathe, otherwise they'll drown. Probably a bad analogy, but kind of like turtles.
Better than most.
Yes, but it's more accurate, to be fair. Which is scary. Because all the predators, sexual predators, predators in general... Yeah, basically, it's not a good time to raise kids nowadays, I guess. I'm worried.
That you know about.
That I know about, yeah. Reboot. Yeah. See, me, I wanted to watch Death Wish, but then I remembered I didn't particularly like the original.
Why? What about that film made you want to watch it? What made you think that was going to be good?
Yeah. I mean, ironically, it was Bruce Willis. That
why
came
is that
out.
Ironic?
No, because, you know, Bruce Willis hasn't had a soul in a film for a while.
All the more reasons for you to not want to watch it.
Yeah, but it's after the roast, so I thought maybe...
So what?
Maybe he listened
people
to
people only Norton. Do roasts to either A, get some goodwill back after people thinking that they're fucking shitheads, mm-hmm. or B, kind of... up their relevance.
Or
it's mostly A though. If you think about the people
you
that
forgot
have been
about
roast.
Charity as well.
Charity, but yeah, yeah. All right then. Yes, if they're specifically charity roasts, but like this new generation of roasts, it's all people who have been shitheads in the past.
Not really.
Yes, it is. Charlie Sheen, Bruce Willis, Justin.
Charlie Sheen wasn't just a little bit of a shithead. He gave people HIV.
What's his face? Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Justin Bieber. Yeah, maybe.
All previous shitheads. I'd argue current shitheads.
David Hasselhoff.
One of the biggest shitheads.
Nah, to be fair, he had alcoholism. So this is the thing. It's like you have to define the word shithead. Are you just talking about people that are just hard to work with, or
doesn't matter either? Anything where it's come out in the public that you're a bit of a shithead.
Maybe. Maybe. No, those that have been publicly shamed, I would say.
Yeah, but I don't... I wouldn't say, Bruce Willis, it was good. I wouldn't necessarily say they've been shamed. I just... It's been cut out... They've been outed as shitheads. They've done something in public that make people go, ooh, like, you're not really a nice person. You're not the kind of person I thought you were.
Mm. Although, Bruce Willis has been through a lot, so... I mean, that's the only reason I wanted to watch it anyway. I thought he might change. He didn't change, by the way.
Of course, he hasn't fucking changed. It's bad. Bruce Willis we're talking about.
I really want Hudson Hawk too.
That's never going to happen. And if it does,
if
it does happen, you'll get shithead Bruce Willis.
Or actually, I wanted the Die Hard 4 that wasn't Die Hard
4.
No, that wasn't Die Hard 4.
No more Die Hards.
I wanted...
What, Die Hard, the prequel?
No, Die Hard with Samuel Jackson. Again, I enjoyed that one.
So Die Hard 3.5?
3.5, yeah.
Maybe.
Although Alan Rickman's dead, so no more Hans Gruber, so...
Yeah, but he wasn't in the second one anyway.
Yeah, or the third one.
Oh, I mean, he wasn't in the third one anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
He wasn't even in the one with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I know. It's his brother. That's because he died in the first one, so...
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, so it wouldn't matter.
Simon almost also died, so maybe they've got a sister. That's what they would do.
That was the number four. I think number four was his sister. Or number five.
No, it wasn't.
It was one of them.
No.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Pretty sure.
You're wrong.
They've already done, like, the weird angle. Sister, brother.
They haven't done a sister.
Brother, mother.
No. They said the brothers, that's it.
Or it might have been the enemies from number two that came back.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No.
Alright, I'm not going to Google it now. I need to move on.
Yeah, because you don't embarrass yourself live on air.
Suck balls. speaking of embarrassing yourself.
No, but the thing is, it doesn't matter. You know why? Because the people who are listening to this right now, in like a week's time or whatever, they'll be like, yeah, he was wrong. So it doesn't matter whether you do it or not.
No, never that. Do your own research, innit?
Yeah, and they'll find that you are wrong.
I'm right. I was right about the X-Men thing versus
X-Men
Avengers.
Thing? What
right.
X-Men thing?
The X-Men films.
X-Men films.
Versus the Avengers.
No, you wasn't. You were so wrong.
So right.
Oh my God, you were chronically right.
Brother, I was chronically right. Chronically right, bruv.
Oh my God.
Avengers Disassembled took more than X-Men 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and friggin' Days of Future Past, and all those films that friggin' Snyder did. Or Singer, sorry. Singer films.
Watch next week. Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm going to bring some facts back with me.
Bring the facts, bruv. Bring the fire, bring the flames.
Bruv.
Do it. We did it live on air, bruv, and I was right.
Nah, man, but you had no oversight. Like, you were doing it by yourself, and you were making up which ones you were adding and which ones you weren't adding as you were doing it.
Only singer.
No faith, and no faith in your maths of air.
Bruv.
No, sir.
Bruv, why are you going Tory party on me, bruv? Actually, no, you're definitely, you're inverting it. You're treating me like Theresa May in this motherfucker, bruv. I don't appreciate it.
It fits.
No, it doesn't, bruv.
It does.
It doesn't.
Because you're in charge and we have no faith in you.
Bruv, fuck you, yeah? Fuck you. No, I'm in charge and I have no faith in you. I'll stab you with this freaking pencil, bruv. Stab you in a pencil and just twist it around like Evil Dead or something, just like until I hear something pop that shouldn't. Evil guy.
Yeah, and that's the sound of someone who's wrong.
It's not.
Sign
of somebody that you've wounded.
If you wounded me
with your words. You wounded me.
If you were correct, you wouldn't.
I am correct.
Resort into violence. You don't need violence. When you have facts.
I will always resort to violence. Being from South London,
when you have facts. You don't need violence.
No, when you have facts, you enforce it with violence. That's how you do it. That's called tyranny. That's how you do it.
Looks like a bag of garbage as well.
And it's like garbage?
Yeah.
Would you liken it to trash?
No, I'd say it's garbage. I think garbage is worse than trash.
Okay, cool. And please define.
What do you mean?
So garbage is what? Trash that is left on the street? Or is it trash that is put in a can? Festering. Growing mouldy with filth and maggots.
Yes, like garbage can be in a can, but it could also be like at the dump with all the other fucking garbage. Mm. And that shit stinks and you can smell it way down the road. Like, you can smell it in the next city, like, because it just stinks so bad.
Okay, would you compare this to, say, dwelling landfill trash or garbage? Me, I believe trash is a broader term. I mean, like, this is the reason why I use it so much.
Yeah, that's why I think it's worse. That's why I think garbage is worse.
Well, garbage sounds like it's contained. It sounds like it's contained in a bag.
It is contained within its own stuff, but it's thrown with the rest of the garbage.
No, but for me, trash, it's like a throwaway word. Just like, this is trash.
Yeah, like, trash is everywhere. Like, you see random trash.
Well, yeah, but it's like this random is garbage. Trash
by itself.
This
is
garbage sounds
but
too...
all the garbage...
too civilized.
All the garbage together, contained and thrown away with other garbage, is worse.
It is worse, but...
so if you see a can
but it's
on the street,
in mass.
If you see a can on the street, you could say that's trash. Well, it's not garbage.
No, the trash is stuff that I throw. I throw trash.
Yeah.
Because trash is my own. Garbage is just garbage that I find on the floor or litter. Littering.
I feel the
littering.
Opposite. I feel the opposite.
Mm. See, this, litter, see, I'm glad that we had
trash.
This. I think we've had this.
Litter can be trash, but I don't think litter, I don't feel like litter can be garbage.
I'm glad that we actually had this conversation because it's probably the reason why you are annoyed when I say trash, because you feel that.
Maybe.
You know, my connotation is just, oh, this is litter. This is all litter, sort of thing.
No, that's not why I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed because you just use it too freely.
No, because this is the world and this is what they're giving me. If I am seeing trash, I shall say trash. Because technically, I feel what Amazon are doing is that they're rebranding straight to DVD.
Yeah, I don't really appreciate the small window you gave me.
Yeah. Then tough to
even a John Wick outlaw
scene. What's insane? In recent times, yeah. Because I know there isn't one.
Yeah, that's why you said 1 year.
No, right, two. I'll give you 2 years.
That's bullshit, bro.
But my point is, regards to the schedule and the impact of the violence, there hasn't been a film that has been better than John Wick. Or executed better than John Wick action wise.
Mission Impossible Fallout.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah? It's an action film.
John Wick.
No, it's not better. I mean, John Wick's not better.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It's not.
Yes.
It's not.
Yes.
Based on what? What is your criteria for it being better?
Just the amount of action that happens in John Wick. There's a lot more tension in the well, basically, if I was to say.
Yeah, but
number two.
All the action in John Wick is the same. He goes to a place, there's a shootout, he kills everybody, he leaves. He goes to a place, there's a shootout, he kills everyone, he leaves. At least in Fallout, there's varied action that's happening. Different things are happening. There's different tense
moments. It's not Baba Yaga.
There's different tense moments.
He's not Baba
that's
Yaga.
That's happening. He's this fucking better.
He's not, bro.
Yes, he is.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
He broke his foot.
He broke his foot in real life, doing a real life stunt. And?
Well, this is the thing, it's like, as I said before.
Keanu Reeves can barely run. He runs like an old man.
We know this. And Tom Cruise runs like the fastest.
All over his body.
Well, this is it. Tom Cruise does run like the fastest man ever alive. Like, when Tom Cruise starts running, you feel like he's running.
You feel like he's running towards a goal. Mm. When you see Keanu Reeves running, he looks like he's stepped on Legos.
Yeah, he does. It looks painful.
Exactly.
But when he's shooting that gun, he's like, yeah, everyone's dying.
Fair enough. Yeah, he shoots a lot of people. But that doesn't make for a great action movie.
No, I'm just saying.
It's not better than Mission Impossible. And that's within your 1 year bullshit time window.
No, two years.
Doesn't matter because it came out last year.
Yeah, but it's... I don't know. I disagree.
John Wick. Film.
Nah.
It is. It is a better movie.
It is marginally better.
No,
it marginally is
a better movie.
But it's plot wise. So you admit it now. No, I'm saying plot wise.
Everything wise.
Plot wise. No, no. Action wise.
The action is more varied. No. The characters are more fleshed out, and there's what?
There's only one really good scene, and that's the scene where he has to pretend to be a baddie. That's about it. And he decides to win in a different way, so he doesn't kill anyone. That's the only scene.
What? In what, Fallout?
Yeah.
There's lots of good scenes in that film.
No, that's it.
No, that's not it. There's lots of good films and scenes in that film.
But this is the thing that you're forgetting. From John Wick 1,
yeah.
From when they kill his dog, it gets fucking
John Wick 1,
mental.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I didn't understand
why you're so angry.
Why? No, I didn't understand why people liked it. I was thinking, like, this is some bullshit.
Nah, it's meant to be bullshit.
It is meant to be bullshit, which is what I realized when I saw the second one. I was like, alright, this is what it is. But Fallout is just a legit good movie.
It wasn't a legit good movie.
This is.
It's okay.
Oh, are you nuts? Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
You're lying.
It's fine.
You are lying. Fine. You're lying.
It's fine.
This is like, oh, I've like you're I've seen Aquaman artists.
No. I haven't seen Aquaman, but I have seen Fallout.
Your review of Fallout
it's
is
fine.
There's a helicopter, and there's his wife's in it. Vin Rames is back. Simon Pegg turns up. Obviously, Tom Cruise.
Alec Baldwin.
He makes an appearance. You've never seen Alec Baldwin and Simon Pegg in the same film before.
No, you have.
Yeah, I know you have, but.
You gotta do my contrarian review. You're gonna have to master the nuances.
Oh, don't forget Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill's in it. The whole mustache debacle it started here.
Pointless. See, that's the thing that mainly minuses points of the whole Fallout experience.
Why?
It's like I don't care about the mustache.
It doesn't matter if you care about the mustache or not.
It's just what he did to two films.
No. If he shaved, it would not have made Justice League a better movie. If they had to put like a facial wig in Fallout, that could just change the whole game.
God.
It changed the whole game. I think they made the right choice.
Yeah,
there's no
did.
Point fucking up Fallout just because DC and Warner Brothers couldn't get their shit together.
Winning fans every day, redacted. Redacted. It's probably taking a shit. Redacted. Ran out real quick. Redacted. Needs to go for a shit. Then he's coming back. Alright, now that I've got you guys alone. Well, Redacted doesn't know. It's going to be his birthday soon. And on the next show, I'm probably going to have a stripper come in. It's going to be amazing. However, there's like 3 cubic meters of space left in my room, so... yeah, I don't think it will work. But yeah, it'll be fine. We'll just wait for him to come back. Redacted. Just gone for a shit. Redacted. Probably come back real quick. Redacted. Yo.
You say you wouldn't let it run?
Huh?
You say you wouldn't let it run?
Yeah. Hot mic, bruv. Hot mic always. Yeah, before I was so rudely interrupted. It's hilarious and tragic and weird and offensive. They are young. They're young kids.
Careful what you say.
No, this is the reason why I'm saying it. They're young kids. What you say. They're getting Maybelline.
Rolf Harris just popped up the other day.
It's fine. Again.
Yeah,
fuck,
he's popped up. That's hanging terrible. Outside of school. They're going to keep tabs on him.
That's horrible, bro.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell what it is yet?
And when I say outside of school, I mean inside the school.
When did he get out?
I don't know. It must have been a while ago. But it's like, yeah, he was on the news the other day. Like, in my day job.
Well, to be fair, he wasn't a Yeah, but that's how they start, isn't it? He wasn't like an inside school paedophile. He was more grooming his next door neighbor's sister's friend, whatever.
Maybe, but that, like, that's the next step. Like you said, that's the next step.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, full immersion.
All up in the school, and so he had to get asked to leave the premises.
That must have been an awkward situation.
Why?
Just imagine if you had to be the
awkward
guy.
For who?
The person that's saying it. Just imagine if you had to be the guy to kick out Rolf Harris.
No, because you know what he's done. It's not like you don't know what
he's
done.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
It's not like you don't know what he's done. Like, it's not like it's pre he got caught. Mm. And then it's like he's just hanging around schools. He's like, oh, look, it's Rolf Harris made like a impromptu visit. Like,
he had full run of it, innit?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like that. It's like we're aware now. So it's like, if you see him on your school premises, you're running because you don't want to be the person who they find out saw Rolf Harris on the premises, didn't say nothing.
Yeah, but the problem is, if you keep avoiding Rolf Harris, he's just going to become one of them extreme paedophiles, isn't it? He's just going to pick up kids, dash him in his van.
What, so you're saying let him on the school premises so he don't steal kids?
Well, this is the thing, it's not a win-win situation. You should really kill him so he no longer is a threat. Because the thing about paedophiles is that they always re-offend. They're compelled to do this sort of bullshit. But before that...
It's bad. But it's funny.
It's bad. It's not fucking funny.
It's cancelled, though. It's cancelled.
It's just fucking annoying.
It's hilarious.
It's not hilarious. It's annoying.
It's hilarious.
It's annoying.
I can't wait until we get cancelled.
I don't give a... cancel myself right now. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, what do you reckon we'll get
cancelled?
Reckon we'll get cancelled for, though?
You will definitely get cancelled if you're, like... some weird view that you have, something you've said.
One weird view?
Some weird view that you've said, or something that you've said.
But I'm an imaginary character, so it doesn't matter.
Imaginary characters can get cancelled. They get cancelled the most.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They're the first things to get cancelled.
Explain which one.
Any.
Any?
Yes.
No.
Gargoyles got cancelled.
Gargoyles got cancelled because it was so... such
doesn't
a
matter. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. They got cancelled.
Rev.
It got cancelled.
Rev. I don't get cancelled.
Family Guy got cancelled like 10 times.
But then got revived 10 times.
Yeah, so? They still got cancelled, then they imagine new characters. That's what I'm talking about. Imagine new characters, the first to go.
Family Guy is...
first to go.
Fair enough. Family Guy is probably the...
yes, some fucked up view, some shit you said offhand, just some off-key, brand nasty shit that you said.
But they said far much worse every single time they come back. That's what's hilarious. Family Guy.
Doesn't matter.
You seen the Michael J. Fox one?
It doesn't matter. People love a Family Guy. People don't love you.
What do you mean, bruv? I've got a mom, I've got a father, I've got a sister.
Apart from those people.
People love me.
Apart from those people.
People love Shunt.
No.
I've got more followers than
hashtag
you,
by the way. Cancel. I give a fuck. I don't want people to follow me. That's what I say.
Everybody follow
time.
My name is Redacted
don't
on Instagram.
Don't give a
that
fuck.
That shit's hilarious.
Leave it.
Man has no
leave
photos.
It. Good. Good. Speaking of no photos, yeah, I know what I'm doing on my Instagram.
What are you doing?
I'm going to start reviewing public restrooms.
Public restrooms?
Yeah.
You sure that's legal? You might get cancelled right now.
Yeah, hey, I don't give a fuck.
Man's checking out the facilities with his wanger. Like.
Can you No. No.
Mm.
No.
One of those Instagram people that people don't follow but follows a lot of people.
No.
How are you going to get followers?
What followers? Why do you keep bringing it back to this? What followers?
Why would you? I mean,
Why?
I don't know. I don't
Why would I have it? The reason why I have it is that someone doesn't take it. I got it so someone wouldn't take it and then try and start Instagramming in my name. That's why.
Okay, so
I kept
brand.
It to keep the brand to myself privately and quietly.
Private and quiet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's fair. That's the reason why I took my one, Shunt Life. I just didn't want a guy pretending to be me, bro.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
That's what
you need to do that these days.
Yeah.
Man's all trying to get verified with your name. Fuck that shit, blood. Imagine if someone gets verified with your name.
Bruv,
I'd be so
happen.
Mad. I'll be hunting for someone in real life. IRL. I'm coming for you.
IRL. IRL. Took it too far, bruv. I'm done. Can't do it. there. IRL, you know.
Yeah, that Omar, I'm hunting blood. I'm oof. Hunting.
Oof. Oh, dear.
Oh. If you call a car, man, shot you in hand. Blood. That's horrible, bro. Blood. IRL coming for your meds. Trying to get verified with my name. Hey.
Blue tick.
Hey, blue tick. Hey. Get red tick, blood.
Red tick, you know. That's terrible. The worst thing about it is that nowadays it's so complicated to get these verifications on all platforms. Yeah. It's pointless. I mean, unless you're mates with, like, you know, your Dorseys and your Zuckerbergs and your, yeah. I don't know the other names of the other people on other platforms, but I assume you're important as well.
Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
I've never been excited about this.
Yeah. Bad Life. Bad Boys for Life with a 3 at the end.
If anything,
instead of an E. I must stress that.
I cannot emphasize enough my disgust with the 3.
Yeah.
E. Whatever.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And apparently they've got a 4 as well.
No, I don't think it's a number 4. It's just a regular written 4. But, like,
oh, God.
You've got a 4 in the title. Like, you're just making it confusing because it, when you say it, it still sounds like 4. Like, it's weird.
It's like the 4th one. It should, like, that's the name that you give for the 4th one.
Well, they know they're not going to make it, so that's why.
It's terrible.
I don't know. I guess. Gun to my head.
Oh, God,
there we go. What?
Talk about callbacks. Gun to your head, gun to your dick.
Yeah.
Make a decision.
This has to be Bad Boys. As much as I hate the name, I just think it has to be Bad Boys. I think Bad Boys has the potential to have a little bit more in the tank in terms of what you haven't seen already. And it's got the potential to be a, you know, at least a watchable action film.
See,
I don't think Rush Hour has that.
I don't think Rush Hour has either
of those things.
Well, my controversial decision on this one, gun to my head, gun to my dick, is Rush Hour 4.
Oh my God, how? One, it's the 4th one.
Yeah, which is never good.
One ahead, so.
but for me, how can I pull it? The potential of Rush Hour 4, rather than going with a reboot, because that's what a lot of people are doing, they're going with reboots and blah, blah, blah. I reckon the passing of the torch for the Rush Hour series would be amazing.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I also think that, you know, how many more I'm black, you're Asian jokes are there left that we haven't heard?
How many I'm black, rich, you're black, poor jokes can we hear from Bad Boys?
Yeah, but there's not that many. Like, if you actually watch
the worst thing about Bad Boys is that they have the same job and then they do it in the same area, but yet one gets paid more than the other.
He does get paid more.
He does, bruv.
No, his family was rich. Like, his family has money. They've always had money. And it's just that if you want to say what's more believable or what's less believable is the fact that they went to school together or whatever. Like, if he's more well off, they probably, and Martin Lawrence's family was poor, then they probably wouldn't have gone to the same school. That you can say, but they don't get paid differently. It's just like he's got money, like he has trust fund money, and you know, he's a cop because he wants to be a cop.
I just disagree with the whole notion of the Bad Boys relationship.
Why?
I just don't think it's believable. I can more believe Carter and Lee because it's a victim of circumstance.
Yeah.
You know, we've got this Chinese person that's running amok in Chinatown in America. We need you to babysit
him. Yeah, but they're bros.
Nah, they're bros. Russia.
No, I'm not talking about Russia. I'm talking about
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, yeah. They're bros. That's why. They're bros.
Doesn't make any sense.
What? Why
it
not?
It makes as much sense as Bulletproof. That's as fucked up as it's gone. Don't you remember that shitty series that we covered?
I didn't see it.
Actually,
I still never watched it.
It's terrible, bruv. It's terrible.
I didn't watch it.
It's a terrible series.
But
yeah, I mean, like, in regards to that anyway.
They're bros. It makes sense that they're friends. Like you said, they're doing the same job in the same city. There's that camaraderie. And one's always getting the other one in trouble. The other one's always getting the other one out of trouble. Mm. You know, they have that codependent relationship.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's the wrong thing.
But you're saying it's not believable.
No, it's not. Not as believable
You're not brought into the friendship.
Not brought into the friendship. And I believe the Carter and Lee thing where they are forced into that situation. And on top of that, the girls are better looking in Rush Hour.
No, because...
Yes, because.
No.
They are. The girls are a lot more better looking.
One, it's not more believable. Because, yes, they got forced together, blah, 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 blah. But as soon as Lee goes home and Carter goes back to his job, like, they're not texting. They're not, like, IMing. They're not sending each other emails. Like, they're friendship done. It's over.
Yeah, and then in number two, they're forced to work to each other again.
Only because Carter was on holiday in China.
In Hong Kong, yeah.
Well, no, Hong Kong.
Yeah, it's not China.
Okay, fine.
It's more of a grey area. It's more of a grey area, that one.
Fine. Yes, Hong Kong.
Couldn't do half the stuff in Rush Hour 1 or Rush Hour 2
if they were in China. Well, yes, fine. Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. He was on holiday and he got caught up in a case. Fine. But, like, if it was... He would not have got called to go there. That's why he had to be on holiday. That's why Rush Hour 2 had to start straight after Rush Hour 1.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like I said, friendship done. Like, they're not texting, they're not sending emails, they're not calling each other. Like, they'll just never ever see each other again.
Hmm.
Which is why this franchise doesn't have legs.
It does. It has more legs than freaking Bad Boys 3. For me, anyway.
Nah, only because it's more of a comedy, it's more accessible. That's the only reason why. And, like, they got more comedic as they go along. Also, the reason why the girls in Rush Hour are hotter is because Brett Ratner directed those films and he's a fucking animal.
Yeah, and he's sexually arrested him.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go.
Fair enough. That makes sense, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did Brett Ratner do Bad Boys as well?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not. I'm joking. I'm pretty sure.
Of course I'm sure. Michael Bay did Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Exactly. Come on, bruv. Who are you talking to?
Just a quick thing before we get into that. If anybody feels that they can test the tastiness of my movie knowledge on movie fights, whatever friggin' other internet shows there are, please, by all means, contact the Shuntness. I will humiliate anyone you put in front of me, bruv. But yeah, carry on. I just wanted to get it off my chest.
Yeah. Whether you like it or fucking not.
If you mess with the pack will tear off your penis and throw it in the tall grass.